bygone years, we have seen, even we of this generation, have seen the terrible tragedy of our age, the tragedy of waste. Waste of our people, waste of our land. Think of it, the thousands of young men there in voluntary idleness.
The Civilian Conservation Corps was established in 1933 to provide jobs for unemployed youth from all over the United States and for the conservation of our natural resources. By 1932, more than 5 million young men were unemployed, and World War I veterans in huge numbers were also without jobs. These men roamed the country looking for work, went on the welfare rolls, or turned to crime. Millions of acres of farmland were being eroded away. Millions more were being threatened by fire or by indiscriminate timber harvesting. Recreational opportunities were being lost because of budget and personnel problems. 2 days after Roosevelt's inauguration on March 4, 1933, the new president called a meeting of high government officials to create a Civilian Conservation Corps. Attending were the Secretaries of War, Agriculture, and Interior, the Director of the Bureau of the Budget, the Judge Advocate General of the Army, and the Solicitor of the Department of the Interior. Roosevelt's plan was to put up to 500,000 unemployed youths to work in forests, parks, and rangelands. The Army would run the camps. The Agriculture and Interior Departments would be responsible for work projects and provide the personnel to manage them. The budget director would provide the financial assistance, and the solicitor and judge advocate would offer legal advice. The Department of Labor would coordinate the selection of enrollees. Roosevelt stressed the importance of speed. The government officials said they could do the job. On March 21st, the president sent a message to the 73rd Congress on the establishment of the organization. Roosevelt got the go-ahead from Congress on March 31st. He had full authority to proceed at his discretion to establish the CCC. Rather than establish a new federal bureaucracy, the president used the existing War, Agriculture, Interior, and Labor departments. The organization was first called Emergency Conservation Work, but the name used by Roosevelt in his congressional speech, Civilian Conservation Corps, was the popular one. Not until 1937, however, was the name made official by Congress.
Some of them were, majority of them were single, a few of them were family men. Then as time went on, about 1935 or 36, they began to get younger. And from 36 on to about 42, generally speaking, they were teenagers or early 20s. But we also enrolled 16 local men in each camp to work as supervisor leaders. And those men generally were a little older men and were trained, experienced men. The young boys coming out of the cities like Philadelphia and New Pennsylvania and Johnstown and so on, they had not had any training at all in work habits or discipline, that matter much. So they needed the experience and training of our local enrollees and foremen to teach them the basic concepts of work and of using hand tools and things. And one of our biggest accomplishments, I think, in addition to the many, many man hours of work we accomplished, was training those young men to take their place in the American society. The CCC boy was required to send most of his money back to his family on an allotment basis. And if he needed work, and the Labor Department certified him as in need of work, his family in need of work, which all of them were practically, they enrolled them in the CCC. But the Labor Department handled that enrollment. The Army basically did the housekeeping duties, and they fed the men, clothed them, provided medical attention, and turn them over to us every morning at 8 o'clock or whatever hour we decided on for work. And we assigned them to various work crews, and they built telephone lines, or built roads, or built bridges, or whatever would be done those days. But in our case, because we had such vast areas to cover, we had a lot of what we call spike camps or side camps. These would run from 25 to 50 men. They might be 30 or 40 miles away from the main camp. There, the Forest Service personnel ran that camp completely. We drew our supplies of food and clothing from the Army, but we were pretty much isolated, and the men liked to go to those camps because they had more freedom and they didn't have as much military training, which a lot of them resisted, truthfully.